Come on.
This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Shack and Trip Rogers.
The ghouls and goblins are out on this weekend before Halloween. We welcome you to Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. It is Mike Shack, Trip Rogers. We are ready to go. I feel like we've done this a few times before. The green teams play in the early slate of games today. The Philadelphia Eagles on a 2-game winning streak. They travel to Cincinnati to face the Bengals at 1 p.m. While the Jets, they're looking to break a 4-game losing streak when they take on the New England Patriots today at 1 p.m., a team they played on Thursday Night Football in week 3 and won 24-3, which is also the last time they won a game. Finally, the Giants, while they're still searching for their winning answers from Daniel Jones in the O, not sure they're going to find success when they tangle with Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football tomorrow night at 8:15. Let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles, who dominated the struggling New York Giants 28-3 and call it a revenge game for Saquon Barkley. He ran the ball 17 times for 176 yards and a score, and we are seeing what Saquon Barkley can do when he's healthy. Moving forward, I think he's got to be the identity of the Eagles' offense. They need to run the ball with him. That's going to open up the passing game for Jalen Hurts to create those explosive plays, and things are only going to work itself out from there. Skeptics, though, I think are going to point to Sirianni's fiery temperament. We pointed it out on the show last week, his boneheaded trash talking, and why this team cannot be trusted in high-pressure situations. But the Eagles are downplaying it right now, at least, by winning games. They won last week over the New York Giants in a convincing fashion. And I say as long as they keep winning, I think people are going to forget about, well, I don't want to say completely forget, but a little bit less. It's not going to be on the minds of everybody of what Sirianni did a few weeks ago. But again, the Eagles got to keep winning for Sirianni to fly under the radar there.
Winning is the cure-all for what ails you. So yeah. If you win, it covers up a lot of things. This Eagle team going into that Giant game, we did not have a lot of faith in. Let's not sit there and say they're going to win the NFC Championship like somebody did in the football predictions part of our show earlier this year. And the other team was the Jets, so I'm really looking stupid. Seriously, I think the Eagles, they've got a ways to go. Are they elite? No. Are they good? Yes. In an NFC where you have a rookie quarterback dominating in the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels, a quarterback that stinks, Daniel Jones, and a Dallas team that I think stinks, the Eagles could win the division. And again, the Eagles have done enough to get a high seed in the playoffs. Can they do it again? Show me a good performance against a good team. And I don't think the Eagles have done it yet. They've got to convince me.
How about a good performance from the New York Jets? They traded for Davante Adams less than 2 weeks ago. Adams was supposed to bring a spark to that offense because clearly Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, and Alan Lazard wasn't enough to get it done at wide receiver for Aaron Rodgers. Things are going to be great. Devontae's going to flourish with Rodgers. Moment he hits the field, things are going to be great. This is going to be a high-flying offense. First target, drop pass. That's a shame. The running game was good, but overall, the Jets really struggled against the Steelers. They didn't even put up a point in the second half. Now, you could say, well, okay, they played a good defense, and, you know, let's not put too much weight into this. Last year, the Jets ranked 31st on offense. This year, it's 22nd, so they're a little bit better. And, yeah, that might be true, but you know what? If the season ended today, they would have the 5th overall draft pick. These aren't the droids the Jets were looking for.
No. This is a team that made a deal for Davante Adams because the Jets think this is the year. This is an all-in year. They pushed the chips to the center of the table. Firing their coach, that was an all-in move. They've got an interim right now. I don't know if this Jet team is going to respond, but again, you got to believe in your quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. And unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers is not playing like the Aaron Rodgers who dominated football with the Green Bay Packers for many years. He is playing more like Daniel Jones. I hate to say this, I keep bringing him up. Rodgers has not looked good. And this Jet team, though, has a chance to get healthy. We'll do our pick segment later. The Jets are a 7-point choice over New England, which I'm kind of surprised at. But yet the other side of it is the Jets are a better team. And you're talking about New England, who, of course, is struggling, which obviously leads into the next team we'll talk about. Speaking of struggling, I need to let you have your piece about the Jets before we talk about the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, there are some similarities with the Jets from 2002 and this year. Difference is they found a way to turn things around. Now, the Jets still could very much turn things around because that 2002 team at 2-5, Chad Pennington threw for over 3,000 yards. Curtis Martin ran through the lanes, and the Jets found their way winning that division that year at 9-7. And I really think it's going to fall on the shoulders of Rodgers. I mean, it's been some finger pointing. But you know what? He's got to accept the responsibility and just play well, Aaron. That's all you got to do. Just play well. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Shep, Trip Rodgers. We are here with you on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. I'll let you take this part of the show because I know you want to talk about your New York Giants and the disappointments.
Awful. There is nothing I can say. Last Sunday was the worst nightmare come to life. You talk about Halloween. Well, it came early for the Giants. They got a visit from the ghost of Christmas past. I'll throw that one in there too. They didn't even need to pull the aluminum pole out of the crawl space. That was just awful. The Giants are awful. And it's funny because every time you turn around, they come up with another negative stat about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is the whipping boy right now. And I guess rightfully so. The New York Football Giants made a huge mistake doing that preseason Hard Knocks. I really think it's put a target on Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, what they did to put this team together. And again, the choices they've made have not panned out. Giant faithful, not happy. You're not going to fire the GM without firing the coach. The two of them are linked. If you either get rid of both or you're going to keep them. Do I believe in Brian Daboll? Yeah, I do. Do I believe in Joe Shane? Yeah, I do. Just don't do Hard Knocks again because I don't want to hear your dumb decisions played out over the air because they knew that they needed a quarterback and they decided not to go for one, not to trade up for one. And I think that's the problem.
Well, a lot's been put on Daniel Jones, but the problem is also the offensive line. And John Michael Schmidt gave up a sack, four pressures against the Eagles, probably could have given up or been charged for another sack as well in that game. It has not been good. Joe Shane has made some poor decisions with offensive lineman drafting over the years. And if this doesn't work out, I mean, he could be 0-4 in that department. So really not a good look for Joe Shane.
What else can you say? I mean, this New York Giant team, the offensive line has been terrible. Again, they got a glimpse of what Saquon Barkley to do with an offensive line. One of the stats that really sticks with me was his longest run last year was 33 yards. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Sunday, he had three runs longer than that in one game. Again, it's not that Saquon Barkley did not perform with the Giants. He didn't have the team around him. I think the Giants erred because they didn't want to pay Saquon the money. We're not going to pay someone $40 million to hand the ball off. Those are the words that are just going to kill New York Giants fans and kill the Giants in general. Got to believe the Giants will have a new quarterback next year. And the thing that also bothers me is the fact they had Russell Wilson in and they let him go and let him go to Pittsburgh. All you need to do is pay him the veterans minimum. You mean to tell me Russell Wilson could not be a better quarterback than what the Giants have right now? That, I think, was also a dumb mistake. And the fact they didn't cover it in Hard Knocks is a blessing in disguise to a certain extent.
Oh, they'll see Russell Wilson this week. He'll just be on the opposing sidelines.
Oh, this will be 2 weeks in a row that the Giants just get it. Literally, the Giants get embarrassed by two of the big mistakes they made in the offseason. Mike, it's really tough to be a Giant fan, just as it's tough to be a Carolina fan.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the Giants have won before, and you've seen it. And this year, they celebrate their 100th anniversary. They celebrated the last world championship they had. It's hard times, man. You know, they say in life, you have dark periods and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel for the Giants. I think I speak for Giant fans, Mike. And I think Giant fans who listen to the show will agree. The Giant team is not good. Their next win is going to be when they go to Munich and play your team, because that team is worse than the Giants.
Gives it to Williams, and he burrows his way in for the touchdown.
Looks an end zone shot. Pickens! Got it! Touchdown!
Hurts for A.J. Brown.
Oh. He's got it! He's in! All the way!
And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
Lawrence looking to the middle, and he's got Thomas for the touchdown!
And it's a run for Gibbs against the pressure, and he bangs it in for a touchdown.
Smith steps up, takes that shot to the end zone. It is Metcalf.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Good cut and another one. And Kareem Hunt surging to the end zone. And he is in.
Murray on the move. Look out in space.
Kyler Murray, it's a sprint down the sidelines and they won't catch him.
And you can monster mash.
A fantasy monster bash. It's Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.
A ghoul time.
On Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore.
All treats, no tricks.
Touchdown!
With the Fantasy Sultans.
Spooky season is here.
The best Halloween ever.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, it was a thriller last week in the NFL. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Check, Trip Rogers.
And let's go around the NFL.
Head our way over to the fantasy segment in just a minute. Let's go around the NFL first. The defending Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs, they're making a move for an offensive weapon. This time they're trading for wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins from Tennessee. The move will give the Titans a 2025 fifth-round pick that would become a fourth rounder if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, and Hopkins pays 60% of the snaps with Kansas City. Obviously, this is a big need for the Chiefs, who are already without Rashee Rice. That happened in week number 4. Hollywood Brown has a shoulder injury in the preseason, and of course, Juju Smith-Schuster has a hamstring injury last week and has been ruled out of today's contest against Las Vegas. It's been a rough start for Detroit wide receiver Jameson Williams. He's facing a 2-game suspension for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing substances policy. Williams was second on the Lions in both receiving and touchdowns behind All-Pro wideout Amon-Ra St. Brown. He missed the first 11 games in his rookie season due to an ACL injury in college. Then he was suspended 4 games last year for violating the NFL's gambling policy. The New Orleans Saints can ink Alvin Kamara for another 2 years. There was some speculation as to whether or not he would be on the trading block in the coming weeks. So far in the season, Alvin Kamara, 111 carries, 438 yards, and 6 touchdowns. And he can provide that offensive spark the Saints need through 2026. And Carolina will make a quarterback change for the 3rd time this season. Yeah, they're going back to Bryce Young. Andy Dalton injured in a car accident on Tuesday, spraining his thumb. That leaves him on the team's injury report. Young is going to once again get the start against Denver today at 4:25. Talk about that D-Hop trade. Significant for Kansas City.
I think it is, and I think it also has some big fantasy implications. D-Hop was somebody who was available in a lot of leagues this week, and I think D-Hop is going to help this Kansas City team. And I know you want to say, well, Patrick Mahomes not doing well. Well, yeah, who's he's had to throw to? Travis Kelce has been double-teamed, and listen, you can only do so much double-teaming. I think D-Hop is going to open things up for Kelce to do better, and I think it's going to also open up the run game. I mean, let's face it, Isaiah Pacheco was the offensive engine that this team worked, and we didn't even mention he's been out with an injury, and we don't think we're going to see him probably till later in the year. But Kareem Hunt has assumed that role in the backfield, doing a great job. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been an afterthought. But I think this D-Hop move, and we talked about it on the Fantasy Sultans podcast, which you can get, of course, at Spotify for Podcasters and YouTube. Just search for the Fantasy Sultans. Shameless plug. We also do TikTok. Just search for Fantasy Sultans. But we talked about the three wide receiver trades, and I think this is the most significant. But the thing I want to watch, will we see movement with Cooper Kupp? Because rumors are he's heading out of Los Angeles. The Rams want to make a deal. They want to get some draft capital. Cooper Kupp is somebody who could go. Could you imagine if the Chiefs traded for him?
Oh, boy.
The Chiefs are undefeated, but they're making moves.
And they're making moves because of their competition. Of course, Baltimore's got that high-flying offense. You got to say that they're better than last year, and they made the AFC Championship game. Let's talk about the injuries that affected last week. It's going to affect moving forward. You're going to have to find replacements. Chris Godwin's out for the season with a dislocated ankle. Mike Evans has a hamstring injury. They're saying that's week to week, although I think that's a little bit more long-term. You take a look at Brandon Ayuk, ACL, MCL, that's season ending. DK Metcalf, MCL sprain, his status is week to week. For the 49ers, Deebo Samuel was hospitalized dealing with pneumonia. You know, the 49ers, talk about a team that's just dealing with injuries. It's just hitting them big time. We forgot to mention, and I will mention it now, Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. He is out for the year with an ACL. So a lot of injuries. You're going to need replacements. Guys are going to have to step up. Tripp, I know you got some to help everybody out.
It's time to import and export with the Fantasy Sultans.
He's an importer exporter, okay?
Let's go with an import. First off, I think this is a no-brainer, and he's available. Grab him. Juwan Jennings, 49ers. Now, again, earlier this year, we were saying grab Juwan Jennings. He was a guy who stepped up, but then you got Ayuk back, and you had Samuel back. So we said, drop Jennings. Pick him up again because the injuries are going to play a toll. It's a nice offense. Juwan Jennings is somebody to pick up. He's going to be a go-to guy for Brock Purdy going forward. Here's another wide receiver, Cedric Tillman for Cleveland. Cleveland, of course, had Amari Cooper and traded him away. You've got famous Jameis coming in. Jameis Winston will start this week for the Browns. I think Cedric Tillman is going to be their wide receiver number one. I realize that's not a lot, but if Nick Chubb can come back and run and Donta Freeman, that backfield can gain some yardage, it's going to open up some passing. I don't think Cleveland's going to win if you put everything on famous Jameis, but I think Cedric Tillman is a guy pick up and can make some hay. No buys this week, but going forward, you're going to have buys. You're going to want to pick up a defense. And listen, if you can afford to sit them and put another defense in next week, grab the Steelers defense. I mean, let's face it, they're playing the Giants this week, so they should roll. But the Steelers defense going forward, I think, is going to be formidable. I liked what I saw in the Jet game, and I think the Steelers defense could be a great import for you. I've got one export, too. We'll go back to Cleveland, running back Jerome Ford. We were high on him earlier. We thought, oh, he'd be great. Well, Chubb's come back, and Freeman has taken away his carries. He's going to be on the sidelines, dumpsville on export list. Mike, who you got?
Jordan Mason from the San Francisco 49ers. We talked about their injury issues. That's going to push Mason into a larger role matchup with Dallas. Cowboys rank 29th in fantasy points per game allowed. Mason can also be useful for the 49ers for controlling the clock and maintaining offensive balance. Next, we'll go to Chicago wide receiver Keenan Allen. Another start. He caught two touchdown passes in week 6, had a bye week to get some rest. He's dealing with a previous heel injury. Well, I think he's past that injury now, so you can use him with confidence in the wide receiver 3 flex position. Finally, a tight end who's making the most from a team playing with injuries. Yeah, Cade Otton in Tampa Bay. We saw both Mike Evans and Chris Godwin suffer injuries on Monday night against Baltimore. Obviously, one is larger than the other, but that's going to give more opportunities in Cade Otton's basket. So he's a player that you'd want to pick up or start in either circumstance.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Export. Cincinnati running back Chase Brown. He's become more involved in the Bengals offense, but over the past 3 weeks, it has been Moss playing 55% of the time while Brown's at 49. Brown may be putting 3 times more output in the yardage category, but I think this is a tough matchup against the Eagles defense. I'd sit him. Okay, how about quarterback Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay? He won't have Chris Godwin. He won't have Mike Evans. He's going to have to rely on Cade Otton, Jaden McMillan, Sterling Shepard, and Trey Palmer. I just think losing two dynamic stars at wide receiver is crushing for him. Only start him in a two-quarterback league. Otherwise, he is not to play this week. Finally, Christian Kirk in Jacksonville. 25 receptions for 320 yards and one touchdown. His counterpart, Brian Thomas Jr., he's outpacing him with 30 receptions, 513 yards, and four touchdowns. Not to mention, Evan Ingram is soaking up the targets. Send him to waivers.
The Fantasy Sultans Sunday Jupers.
Too bad we're not on tube because I'm making a gagging sound effect right now.
Right.
Gag it.
Right.
You know, yeah, that's right. Okay, two to watch this week. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. I'm going to watch that offense. I want to see what happens. There's a three-headed monster at running back. And again, we've talked about that as we've gone on. I want to see who Baker's going to throw to. I really want to see this Tampa Bay offense. I think it's going to be interesting. That's something I'm going to watch. And I'm going to watch quarterback Jameis Winston. And the reason is very simple. Winston wanted a chance. He went to New Orleans. He still had issues. He's now with Cleveland. If he can't do it now, I think this is going to be famous Jameis's last strike, and he could find himself out of the NFL or riding the pine as a backup. Who are you two to watch, Mike?
I'm going to watch quarterback Bryce Young in Carolina. He's 2-16 as a Panthers starter. Didn't have a good rookie season last year. Came out and fell flat the first two games, and then coach Dave Canales, he made that switch at quarterback. I want to see, after sitting out five games and watching the veteran Andy Dalton, whether or not he's progressed any, or if the Panthers are going to be turning back to Dalton once he's fully healthy. If he progresses, this could be better for the Carolina offense and anybody you have in fantasy, although I don't think you have that many players in Carolina outside of Chuba Hubbard. Mm-hmm. Another player to watch, wide receiver Ricky Pearsall in San Francisco. Three receptions for 21 yards on five targets against Kansas City on Sunday. Bigger news is the significant injury to Brandon Ayuk. Also, Deebo Samuel is banged up. And once those two left the game last week, the rookie saw an increased workload. Because the 49ers used a first-round pick on him in the draft, I really expect Kyle Shanahan to use him a lot more. He's a low-cost addition with a lot of upside moving forward. We are Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Check, Trip Rogers, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
The Fantasy Sultans. Pick 'em.
Let's go!
A lot of upside? I don't know. What about our picks last week? Kind of shaky.
Our lines courtesy of FoxSports.com. We'll start it off with gangrene. The Jets are in New England to take on New England Patriots. Last time the Jets won was against New England. They're a 7-point favorite. I think the Jets can win this game. I think they cover. But New England is going to be a tougher opponent than maybe the Jets realized last time, because Drake May gives them a little more oomph on offense.
Yeah.
But the defense is not good, and I think this is a game that Aaron Rodgers could get healthy in.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers could have a good game here, but I don't think that the Jets are going to cover, because New England's, their offense is going to keep them in the game with Drake May.
Eagles, the 2.5-point choice over Cincinnati. They are in Cincinnati. Cincinnati has got a good offense. You know, we talked a little bit about that in the fantasy segment. The Eagles, I still want to see them do well against a good team. This is a test for them. They're a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going to take the home team, Cincinnati, because I don't think the Eagles can cover. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if the Eagles lost this game.
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles are going to win this game. I think Joe Burrow is going to have an easier time against the secondary of the Eagles. I'm going Cincinnati.
4 o'clock today, it's the Bears and the Commanders. The Bears, a 2.5-point choice. Number one against number two, Jaden Daniels, banged up last week, injured. I think the Commanders can win this game. I'm still not sold on the Bears. They have been somewhat inconsistent. That's part of it. Although, this is going to be a fun game to watch.
I disagree. I think it's going to be Bears here. Remember, it was the 1-2 last year, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud. I think Caleb Williams gets the upper hand against Jaden Daniels.
Sunday Night Football, it's the 49ers, a 4-point favorite against the Dallas Cowboys. It is in San Francisco. Dallas coming off the bye. Listen, we've talked about the 49ers. We've talked about the injuries. We've talked about how banged up they have been. They are not the same, but let's face it, it's the Dallas Cowboys. This is the Dallas Cowboy team that was absolutely humiliated 2 weeks ago. Did they get better during the bye? I don't think so. I think the 49ers win this game. They're a 4-point favorite. I think they cover.
I think they win the game, but they don't cover. The last time the 49ers blew out the Cowboys, doesn't happen this time around. One, because the Cowboys are coming off a bye. Two, because San Francisco is dealing with injuries. 49ers by a field goal.
And the Monday night game, the New York Football Giants are traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Steelers a 6.5-point choice. This Giant team really is not good. And I mentioned it in our last segment. The next win they could have possibly would be when they go to Munich to take on the Panthers. I think Pittsburgh looked really good against the Jets last week. I look for Pittsburgh to complete the double and beat both New York teams in successive weeks. Pittsburgh covers the 6.5-point spread.
Remember when Zuerlein had the double doinker? It's a double doinker here, Pittsburgh. We are getting closer to game time on the weekend before Halloween. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Listen, we give you the valuable information on this show. We pass out the fantasy treats like free candy around here because we want you to enjoy it. Those other shows, yeah, they give you the Mary Janes, the wax bottles, the black licorice. No. We give you only the good stuff here. Hershey's, Reese's, Twix, Kit Kat, and our picks are sweeter than ever. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
And we give out full-size bars, and you are not.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans and tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.